4TFW, KA3JCA.
TFW, go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, I would have hit stop for tonight. I have 10 more entries left, and I'll do those tomorrow, so it'll probably be tomorrow afternoon or evening before I get that last set of that code plug to you.
That ain't no big deal. Did I change my location on the APRS? Could you tell?
No, sir.
Talking to the guy out of Durham.
Okay, on the map, I can see KO4CEF. I can see KO4HKX, and let me see if I can find yours.
Come out. 29, probably.
GPS is on, and that little symbol's red, correct?
Yep, roger. I'm pulling in the driveway now, and I know supper's done, so I'll catch up with you later. I'll say 73, or maybe I'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
That sounds good, too, because Ashley just pulled in the driveway with our dinner, so. Alrighty, yeah. But no, I'm not. It's still showing at my house, and I don't know why.
FW clear.
JCA clear.
KO4PXB, not mobile on 85.
85's backed up. I'm going the back way home. I think there was somebody else in there.
Hi, Andrew, KA3JCA.
Doing this evening besides being stuck in traffic on 85?
Yeah, like you said, except for being stuck on 85, I'm getting the case of the missed meal calling, but other than that, I'm definitely doing okay.
Besides the whole backup on 85 thing. Richard, how are you doing this evening?
Playing around here. Just Ashley brought us home some sub/wraps from Publix. So we just got through eating dinner. And so we're going to sit back and relax. Allie's off work for the evening, and we're going to take it easy.
W4NGU. Yeah, where are you guys on 85?
On 85, I avoided it. It was, I know southbound and was pretty backed up, and northbound was getting there.
Well, and just got off at Highway 9 in Boiling Springs, northbound, but southbound is gridlock all the way to Greenville. I've never seen it all the way in my life until now, and it looks way up the road there, miles more. The southbound traffic, so it's you definitely want to get off if you're on it.
You told me there was some kind of dye or something that spilled across the interstate or something. I don't know.
Just about home, and I didn't mean to stop everybody from talking. Just wanted to give a report that I see these people on the ramps coming on, and they don't know what they're getting into.
I'm going to check Waze or Google Maps or something before I hit the road, but I don't always do that, and sometimes it'll bite me in the butt, but today I got lucky.
Yeah, I decided to come down White Hampton for some reason, and I'm sure glad I did. Caught a lot of red lights, but I got home. See y'all, W4NGU clear.
KO4CEF. Somebody picked up. Go ahead.
Fine, I have an app. It's called SCDOT511. That you can actually see the cameras, and I was trying to find my app on my phone so I could see where the major part of the spill is.
Or honestly, I know southbound or northbound on the, I use the app called Waze, and it was showing northbound was moving about 20, 25 miles an hour, and southbound was red. It was beat red, so I don't know. That's probably moving 5 or 10 miles an hour. Who knows?
Can't find that app, so I'll have to look for it later, I guess.
Got the same app, the SC-511, lets you look at the cam. Yeah, it's usually whenever I'm stuck in traffic, that's when I turn around and look at it, and then it's like, well, I see why I'm so backed up.
Well, I was going to tell you, this morning we were having a conversation about DMR repeater, and somebody came on the radio this morning about the possibility, the availability of putting one up at Paris Mountain, that the club might be interested or had talked about it in the past for a DMR. So I just got some information on a DMR repeater and all the information, you know, the stuff that we need to put it up. So we just have to see if the club is interested and see if we can get some people to help raise some funds for it. KA3JCA.
Be good. I'd love to see another Brandmeister repeater around here. They're real spotty versus the DMR mark or whatever they're called. So, but I don't know. I mean, I'm telling Patrick, I'd be willing to go in on one. It's just a matter of finding a spot to actually put it that's high enough to have the coverage you need.
Told it that there's a space up there for on Paris Mountain, not Caesar's Head, but Paris Mountain, and apparently they have, I guess, a trunking line or a fiber optics or something all the way to the top of the mountain for the internet. So we just have to see what that would cost and go from there.
Was that Lloyd I heard earlier? Lloyd, you still in there?
That's KO4PXB. Lloyd, I'm still here.
The traffic on 85.
Saw a snail pass me, so that should give you the information on how it is.
Not good. That's not good at all. How far back on 85 are you?
Coming up on the exit 66, according to the DOT banner that's over the roadway, they said the incident, there's an incident at 66, so hopefully I'll be clearing this one past here shortly.
I don't know which way you're going, but I'm looking at one that's on that near exit 63, 290, and exit 68 is congestion, and it looks like there's another accident there.
Appreciate it. If I can get up to the Duncan exit, I'm going to jump off it and go down through the back way that way. Just right now, definitely I'm not moving anywhere.
God, I'm glad I didn't get into it, because it would have been pretty bad. I mean, I don't know. My wife got lucky. She told me about it, and then I checked the app, and I saw 85 was backed up. So I went ahead and went the back way home, taking 292.
Yep, definitely. Must be nice, because that, man, I'll definitely be here for definitely a while. Man, it's just irritating.
Boy, the camera at exit 63 and 63.5 shows southbound traffic clear.
Appreciate it. Like I said, yeah, I definitely will probably be running in the door just at that point in time, that Zoom class for the general class for the upgrading the license today, because I said it starts at 6:30 today.
We're going to upload them all to YouTube as well?
Yep, that is correct. They'll be uploaded to YouTube.
I actually thought about, because my boy is kind of wishy-washy about it, and they don't want to just study the answers, which I get. You know, I kind of get, you know, a little... sucks after a while. So I almost thought about maybe they might want to watch the technicians, but then again, I don't think that's the kind of YouTube they'd really be interested in.
Definitely probably not.
Version last class was on there because I was helping a ham in Florida with his DMR, and he got his general using Whiskey for Echo Echo Yankees YouTube videos from the last class.
4PXB, 4ID. Yeah, I was watching some of that, and then so I was definitely watching that, and I got the book, so I've been looking over. I read chapter 1 like they recommended.
Got somebody a lot smarter than me would do a video was, that I look for my kids was more, one, geared towards a more younger audience to kind of teach them the either the technicians or whatnot. Because, you know, some of that stuff's some harder concepts for kids to grasp hold of.
Lloyd, I just brought up the camera 66 there where 29 is, and it traffic's heavy and slow, but it is moving.
I appreciate it. Obviously, the vehicles in front of me haven't got that message yet because we're literally stopped. I'm in park.
Okay, the camera that's at mile marker 65.5 is what it's showing. 65.5.
To jump on that camera since it's moving and I'm not.
I mean, it couldn't have been, 6 months ago? Maybe a little bit longer, where the power line got knocked down and both lanes on 85 were just backed up for miles on end and nobody could move.
Definitely bad, because one of my friends, he's a EMT, and they actually had to come from the other side and stop traffic on that side because of the way those barriers are, that they, with all the traffic stop, they could not get EMS vehicles in there, so they had to literally stop traffic from the other side to even pick anybody up.
It's dangerous when, you know, first start doing that, you try to get people to stop, and they just don't always pay attention.
Nope, they truly do not.
And hungry by the time you get home.
That is definitely true.
No cell signal, could you go ahead and download Zoom while you're sitting there, and you just, you know, do it that way, and just have it sitting on the console while you're sitting on the interstate.
That's my game plan. That's what I'm going to do is here, you know, if it gets to that point, to the time that we're still on the road, I'll just sit there and start it up on my phone and go from there and just, because it's pretty much the introduction today, talking, you introduce yourself, and it just pretty much gives the introduction to the general class and the pretty much the ham radio license of what it's going to take for the general license part of it.
To go all the way through extra, or was it just technicians in general? I can't remember off the top of my head.
Or P, XP. The technician class is going to start tomorrow for 10 weeks probably, and then the only two that I saw was the general that's starting today, and the technician starts tomorrow for probably 10 weeks.
If I saw anything for extra or not. I remember technicians in general, but one day I'm going to have to break down and start studying for my extra. That way I can get that. And I don't really have to worry about where I'm sitting on the band then. I mean, that'd be the one plus side about it. KO4CEF.
It's KO4PXB. Yeah. One thing that people's happy about is they've taken away, taken out the Morse code part of it, even though some people definitely would like it to stay in there because it is very beneficial and good thing to know, but it's just probably not an easy thing to do, especially when you're hearing impaired that you got to listen for the dits and dashes.
I think you spun that one pretty well. I think people like the Morse code as a gateway entry into the hobby, or the I had to do it this way whenever I started, and you should too, and blah, 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 and, you know, instead of just, you know, being glad that people are getting into the hobby, because, unfortunately, if you can't get kids away from the cell phones and stuff, it's going to be a rough time on down the road.
It's definitely true. That's why my daughter did not have a cell phone until she actually started high school, when it was to the point of needing one. Because prior to that, it was not a necessity.
I was in high school, and I'm only, you know, 40-somethings. I was in high school in the mid-90s. You know, on the way to high school, though, you'd be talking on the CB. That was the way you talked to your friends in the morning.
It's definitely true. Like I said, just talking on the CB radio, and I had one of those. And then when we got to school, we all stood at the one of the overhangs and sat there and waited till they actually opened the secure gate to allow everybody in school.
Good old days. I can't even hardly get my boys to, you know, they'll play with a little walkie-talkies here and there, but other than that, that's pretty much it.
For true. Well, whatever the accident is, I'm just now passing it, and they got some kind of blue dye all over the road, and so definitely not sure what it is, but there's definitely some kind of blue and red dye or paint all over the road.
My wife was telling me, she said there was some kind of, I guess like a textile dye or something like that had been spilled all over the interstate. That's crazy. Richard, you still in there?
Busy going up and down the different cameras looking.
Rabbit hole of checking all the traffic cameras.
That's what I was doing there, so. All right, I'm going to let you guys pick it up, sir, and I'm going to go here and finish my meal here, and Ashley's going to finish up hers, and then I'm not sure where we're going to have some kind of family activity tonight. KA3JCA.
You have a good evening, and 732, and hopefully we'll talk at you again on the radio. KO4CEF. Now, Lloyd, are you still slow crawling?
So running at 65 miles an hour. Once, like I said, once we got past that cleanup where all the textile dye went on the road, I'm running as it stands right now. I'm doing 65 miles an hour.
Good. Glad to hear you got moving. The downside is now you roll the dice. Do you stay on 85 because it's a little quicker, or do you take the back roads where it's a little bit safer and you might not run into any other traffic?
The Brockman of climbing and go that route, because I know it's going to back up once you get close to the Pelham Road area, so I'll be jumping off there and taking the back roads from there.
Good choice, even though you got to deal with the red light. KO4CEF.
Yeah, I was speaking when I was in college and having hearing deficit, you got to take a language. Of course, I took German, and you have to listen to the person speak and then relay what they said on the paper. And I let the instructor know, and I went to the special services in the class and let them know I had to take my hearing test results in there, and showed that, you know, I failed the hearing test due to the fact of my military service. And they sat there and had to actually have it translated to paper of what they were saying, and then I could just had to write down the answer of what the actual compared to the that was on the audible compared to what was actually written on paper.
Interesting. It sucks, but it's you got to jump through those many hoops to get that done, but at least they're willing to do it. But yeah, I mean, shoot, I ain't even got a good excuse for Morse code. I got up to about 5 words a minute, and I just find myself just scared to death to call CQ because somebody's going to answer me and I won't be able to, you know, decode it properly or everything. I got a million reasons why I don't do it, so I don't know. I need to break down and just get back to practicing again.
KO4PXB, more so when I was watching on the video and where they said that they want you to match the person that you're talking with, and I can imagine doing 50 words a minute in CW. That's just, to me, blazing fast and going, okay, sure, if you say so.
Oh, shoot, I'm like that now. I said if it's slow enough, I can copy, you know, 5, maybe 7 words a minute, but once you start really getting much faster than that, I started losing track, and, you know, I tie myself up trying to figure out what it was, and by then, it's a done deal. You can't really recover unless you can just stop and start back over and start decoding again.
Probably doing in doing the CW, I probably have a squirrel moment, and then you're right. Once you lose focus and track of it, then you're in trouble.
Because if I do sit down and try and listen, I've got to stay and, you know, kind of remind myself that, you know, I'm not, you know, if I do miss it, just keep going. And, I mean, at the end of the day, you can kind of piece together the conversation that you were having, you know, but I just, like I said, I find a million reasons not to do it, and none of them are actually any good.
Yeah, like I said, it'll be definitely something that I do once I get definitely a little more practice, because I did see online where there's some practice applications that you can actually do and pretty much do the testing to where you're not truly doing it on the phone airway like that, but you can do the testing part of it.
There's, what was it, Learn CW Online, it was LCWO or something like that. It's a pretty good website. I've used it a lot, and then a couple different apps on my phone. That's what got me up to about 5 words a minute. And the other thing, I hadn't done it in a while. I used to, I found a website called Morris Ninja, and the dude does a phenomenal job. But he's got like MP3 or whatever files that you can download, and I saved a bunch onto my Google Drive. And he's got one where he does just letters at 20 words a minute. He'll send at 20 words a minute. He'll just do the one letter, and then he'll pause, and then he'll tell you what it is, and then he'll do another one, you know, or he'll repeat it, and so you know what it is that next time around. And I would just go to bed listening to that a lot of times and seeing if that would help me out. And I don't know if it did, but I definitely made improvements as I was doing stuff like that.
Definitely have to check those out, because it's definitely something I'm wanting to do. Like I said, it's just going to take a little time in doing so.
A ton of files, you can actually download them all in one big dump from his website, and he's got everything from the alphabet to QSOs, and you just download it, and it's an audio file. He's got some where he'll do words, so he'll send it in code at 20 words a minute or whatever the file is. I think he's got a couple slower and faster, and then he'll tell you what it was, and then he'll send it again after he's told you. And really, really good files. I mean, I think he does an awesome job with the stuff that he's putting out.
If it ever come down to it, that portion of communication will definitely be needed for the, if all the poo-poo hit the fan, you know?
Definitely come in use, and, you know, just the fact that it's a single carrier tone that's being sent, I mean, it pierces a lot more than talking on the radio or something like that, or if you don't have a computer, you can't do digital modes, which can go low signal-to-noise ratio. So, I don't know, it definitely has its positives. It's just, oh my God, I kind of wish there was an old novice portion where people were getting on and practicing, but, you know, you can call, and I've done it, and there will be people that answer, and they'll go your speed, but I feel so sorry for them when they're doing it, that I don't do it, and then I scare myself off from calling CQ.
You'd have a CQ channel for dummies, or that way people that have, like, one word every 5 minutes for 20 minutes.
And I read stories about, you know, guys that, you know, did it back when they were young and they learned 5 words a minute. You go on the novice band and that's where they would have a conversation and stuff. That would be neat. I wish you could really jump on and just hear somebody going that slow. You just don't hear it that often that I feel comfortable doing it. And like I said, I come up with all kinds of excuses. So it's really on me more than anything, but it would be nice if it was more, you knew more people were out there trying at slower speeds.
Before PXB, because in the military there's always a saying, what is the maximum effective range of an excuse, which is 0 meters, it goes nowhere.
Yeah, that is definitely spot on right there.
4PXP, I'm now making, definitely have made pretty good time. I'm now on Highway 14, probably about 10 minutes away from home, so as hopefully no other traffic gets in between there and here.
I miss a few minutes. I'm sure it won't be that bad. So. Well, good luck to you. Lloyd, I am pulling in the driveway, so you enjoy your general class, and hopefully everything will go well. It's not that bad at the end of the day. I actually surprised myself when I took the test, so, and I did it all kind of online, doing the answers and quizzing myself and whatnot. So it's not that bad. You'll do fine at it. But you have a good one. Be safe out there on the road, and hopefully we'll holler at you again on the radio. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have a great day. Please be careful, and I'll definitely talk to you another day. KO4PXB.